This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tried to shotgun with me here on the Alex Jones Show, and he was just saying, hey, you know, Operation Lockstep's four parts, and I love how we're simpatico. I was rereading over some of the four scenarios this weekend and actually meant this week to cover it and didn't. So, yeah, why don't you explain, if we don't capitulate to the lockdown and the carbon tax, then they're going to just turn the power off with a hack attack they run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hack attack, a perfect name, right, for Cyber Polygon and all this other stuff. Essentially, the way you can look at the lockstep document is there's four scenarios. You can see them as plan A, B, C, and D. And essentially, plan A is clever together, and it's everybody willingly going into globalism, just happily tricked into their own slavery. If that doesn't work out, they will go to lockstep. Lockstep, it seems like, hasn't worked out fully. People are not going 100% over into their little campaign of enslavement. And so I think they've gone on to hack attack, which really lays out the cyber polygon type stuff, as well as the natural disasters that we're seeing all over the place. You can also look into the people who wrote that document, Global Business Network, and its founder has connections to the Center for New American Security. I was doing all this research about Afghanistan. It's insane when you really start just typing the names into Wikipedia.
Oh, they admit that they create crises to get control.
It's the same people that have kept us in Afghanistan are the same people that wrote the lockstep document, and suddenly everything starts making sense. It's literally one big spider web. It's insane.
And they've got all the money because they just issue fiat currency. So they're buying off almost everybody. I mean, most of the people you see with even 10,000 followers, folks, promoting injections, promoting censorship, they're being paid thousands of months to do that.
Right. Meanwhile, Facebook kicks people off for saying, you're paying this person to promote disinformation. You can't pay somebody to promote medical disinformation on the same day that the White House announces they're paying children. They're paying underage people to promote vaccines to underage people. That's fine. But if you try to do it, Facebook will eliminate you from the platform.
Well, they'll just lie. They would say that about us and others. Right. That a bunch of people they ban, they go, oh, you're running secret bot farms. They told Roger Stone that. I mean, Roger Stone's about as technical as I am about that stuff. He's not doing that.
It's totally alien to them that people would just support us on their own volition. Like, they don't understand.
Well, no, they know that. I mean, they know that it's happening organically. I just wonder about all the fools that have signed on to this who feel like they're part of the power structure. Or maybe they don't even think like that. They just think, hey, I'm getting a couple $1,000s a month.
You know, I'm really baffled at what is going on in the American mind these days.
Look at this guy. They had a big British presenter die. The government said from a blood clot from the shot. This guy had a heart attack. He says he'd do it again.
Yeah.
Talk about Stockholm syndrome. Reporter hospitalized after jab caused heart inflammation. Still urges Australians to get vaccinated. It's not a vaccine, dumbass.
Yeah, and I think within an hour of that, there was a UK presenter that died, complications from the vaccine, and both of them in the headlines say rare condition. Oh, both these people suffered a rare condition. It's like, wow, imagine if it wasn't rare.
It's so rare that so many people I know have had heart attacks. We actually have new studies out from around the world. I've got them in my stack. What happens to people's hearts, and the hearts just close when you do this.
Yeah, the blood clots are major concern. But man, as soon as I started learning about Merrick's disease and the way that this path took, it was like all of these little data points suddenly came together. Like you see the stars and suddenly you see the constellation. And it's like,
oh yeah, this whole Merrick's disease thing is as big as everything. I mean, it's as big as anything.
Yeah.
Because again, I didn't put all the pieces together. I said, hey, this is important a year and a half ago. Most of the testing has been in poultry in China and the U.S. and other places, these big factory farms, trying to keep these animals alive because common colds come through and wipe them all out. But then when they keep giving them vaccines, that's what's causing the bird flu mutations, they admit.
Right.
So this thing that endangers humanity and it's going to kill us and it's going to come out of the bird, you know, houses. And then it's the vaccines doing it, which is the same thing now they're doing to us.
And it really didn't make sense or really didn't coalesce or finalize until they admitted that it doesn't stop transmission. The fact that the vaccine does not stop transmission by the CDC's own admission is what makes it so dangerous. If it was, you know, perfect, it would be an aspect that we didn't have to worry about. But since it is a so-called leaky vaccine or allows transmission, then that makes it the most dangerous thing.
We have to identify the globalists. Let's play that Laura Ingraham clip. We come back. Stay there, Harrison Smith.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed word for word with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Far-left Rockefeller Foundation helped produce a shockingly prescient report on four possible future scenarios that could play out over the next 15 to 20 years. One of them involved a global pandemic that's remarkably similar to what happened over the last year. During this pandemic, quote, international mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt. Normally bustling shops and office buildings sat empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. National leaders around the world imposed airtight rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temp checks. Wow, that does sound familiar. 10, 11 years ago. The report went on to detail how the powers that be would never let that imaginary crisis end. Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified. Citizens willingly gave up some of their sovereignty and their privacy to more paternalistic states in exchange for greater safety and stability. This heightened oversight took many forms: biometric IDs for all citizens, tighter regulations of industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interests. Now, despite the Rockefeller report predating this show by many years, none of what was laid out in that report should surprise any Ingraham Angle viewers. They want never-ending lockdowns and mandates for everything the elites want, the U.S. trapped in this forever pandemic. How can Americans see this as anything but a naked power grab? The pandemic porn will never end, and they're going to use it to maintain total control over you.
Now, here are a few of the big headlines that tie into what Laura Ingraham was just talking about. We have Apple announcing that they're going to read and track and scan everything on your phone in live time to make sure you're not a bad person while they run death camps in China. And then we have big tech wants you to live in a virtual world, prepare for real problems. So now they admit, oh, we want you to only do Zoom for the carbon footprint. We want you to also wear VR goggles, these little hand clips, so we can all be in court together or all whatever and be these little cartoon avatars that are controlled again by big tech.
Sarah, that's the future of our office meetings.
This is just a full and complete takeover of civilization at every level. And they admit it's a takeover, a hostile corporate takeover of the physical third dimension, of your genetics, of your body, of your mobility. In their own words, they're doing this. But it's all done by effeminate men in turtleneck sweaters. And again, even that's done by behavioral psychologists so that you don't see them as threatening. It's why their spokesperson are women and minorities. And it comes out in their corporate documents that those are seen as less threatening. But it's all a bunch of old white men. They're actually rolling this out because they can't conquer the free market, because they can't conquer Christians, because they can't conquer the human will to be free. They are simply trying to conquer the entire environment and force us in to their own false reality. Sounds like what Satan tried to do with one third of the angels, Harrison Smith.
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing about it is that It's not even speculation. You don't even have to look anymore. It's called the Great Reset. I mean, the infrastructure bill that's now making its way through the Congress is literally, they're literally calling it the Build Back Better bill. I mean, it's literally the Great Reset talking point. I mean, they couldn't get more obvious, and it's blatant fascism. It's the Great Reset. It's more like the Great Merger. It's the Great Combining.
Biden even calls it Build Back Better. He even calls it Operation Lockstep.
Right. So, I mean, there's no need for speculation anymore. And man, if you want to start drawing the lines of conspiracy, I mean, look at the author of the Lockstep document, because the Rockefeller Foundation funded it, but the author was Global Business Network, I believe. Peter Schwartz works for Salesforce now. Salesforce, Mark Benioff, who's tied in with the Pope, and Linda Rothschild for the activism, stakeholder activism, which is Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum theory. I mean, it's literally all tied in together. One giant spider web. Benioff also owns Time Magazine, which of course put out the Great Reset cover story, and the cover story about how they stole the election in cahoots with Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, you want to talk about a conspiracy. This is a open conspiracy at this point. They're not even hiding it, and because that's just how well controlled, I guess, they have the media, that they can just announce they're doing this and everybody just goes along with it and nods along. It's really, truly incredible.
And they intend to get so many people sick that we're a victim class now. People will get into being sick and having all these new disorders, and they're going to claim that, again, the unvaccinated caused it, when all the evidence and all the science shows it came from those that took the injections, and that we're seeing Merrick's disease in humans on a mass scale.
Right. Well, we're seeing the disease take the same path as Merrick's disease, right? Because Merrick's disease
is in chickens. That's what I'm saying. It's right. The same syndrome,
right?
Just in humans, give it a new name.
It's the same sort of operation that's taking place.
Which, by the way, that's the reason this was important a year and a half ago when we first covered it. Why are they obsessed with chickens? Why are they giving them the same shots?
Mm.
It's causing superviruses to rise. But now, a year and a half later, we have the proof in the pudding. This ends the debate. Israeli study shows natural immunity 13 times more effective than vaccines. Everybody already knows that. Why is the Surgeon General lying and saying it's not the case? And then bombshell study finds natural immunity superior to vaccination. And then that ties in to the Japanese saying ivermectin works 100%. And then you also have the Japanese recalling the Moderna shot, saying it's got liquid metal in it. It's magnetic. That's the government had a press conference and confirmed the shot's magnetic. How huge is that, Harrison?
Oh, absolutely. Literally everything we've heard about COVID has been a lie. The social distancing, they found out, not true. They did the study. Masks, they found out, don't
PCR tests were a lie.
PCR tests were a lie.
The vaccines don't work.
From the very beginning, we were trying to warn people about it, and they were telling us we're racist for worrying.
Your immunity doesn't work. Which is a lie. Ivermectin doesn't work. A lie. Just
Sweden has the lowest death cases right now. They never locked down once. I mean, people just can't. It's like they don't understand temporal time. They don't understand how to look at cause and effect. It's literally.
By the way, after you're gone, I know you're going to be covering a lot of this coming up next week when you host the morning show. Do a great job, American Journal, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I've got a whole stack out of India and out of Sweden and other areas where they're the lowest vaccinated and basically no more cases. They're fine. But Israel's the highest vaccinated. They're literally dying in mass.
Same with Iceland and Gibraltar. I mean, it's not speculation anymore. We have the real-world evidence. It's just a matter of getting people to open up their eyes and really shed the fear of asking these questions, finding the right answers, and realizing things are not as you're told, and the people that you're trusting are not to be trusted. And that's terrifying for people, so they just reject it outright.
Well, that's right. I mean, let's take Israel. Why would the Jewish state take its own people and then give them deadly shots that don't protect them and attack and now go after their children? Because it's not Jews that run Israel. It's the same globalist system that runs us. I don't care if you're German. I don't care if you're Chinese. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Mexican. I don't care what your religion is or even where you came from. The globalists want you off the planet. They want a depopulated planet. They don't want you. They think humans are obsolete, and they're coming after everybody. So we better come together and realize that the social contract has been broken and that we are under attack, and that is a fact. What are they going to do when they take the third booster, as Israel has? It's already caused a bunch of deaths, and it's already causing even worse mutations. And then they say another shot, and another shot, and another shot, Harrison.
The CEO of Pfizer has said that we'll need one every year for the rest of time. He said it'll be like flu shots from now on. That's a story that recently came out. And then they asked, I think it was Walensky, the CDC, I think it was her who was being interviewed, and they said, how do you know the booster shot will work? And she said, it's just a hunch, essentially. I mean, they have no studies to say that the booster
shot actually did. Already studied all animals, because it's not designed to stop it. It's designed to make you sick,
right,
and then give rise to a super virus so that you have to be under their control for the rest of your life.
It's satanic inversion. That's literally what it is. It's not just wrong. It is the inverse of what is right.
That's right. They are making it impossible for a mother to breastfeed, a mother to vaginally have a baby, for us to have our own immune system. The Surgeon General says you do not have an immune system. It doesn't work. He's a liar! He wants to enslave you at a basic level. Big Pharma is involved in a corporate takeover of your body. Harrison Smith, great job. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with American Journal. Really enjoy the broadcast.
Thank you very much. It's very fun. Get a lot of really, really good calls from the InfoWarriors. It's really awesome to hear from the audience on a daily basis for most of the show. And it makes my job easy, too.
Here. All right, brother. We love you and we appreciate you. You and your wife and child. All right. We're fighting forward here against the globalists. Aaron Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt's husband, joins us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About 7 months ago that we said on air, the evidence pointed towards Lieutenant Michael Byrd as the shooter. And then, of course, the family's got a lawsuit going against him, so we didn't want to bring the name up when he was on with us a few weeks ago. But Aaron Babbitt is the Patriot widower of Ashley Babbitt. But I got to tell you, last night I watched Tucker Carlson when it was live, and then I went back and watched the interview that Michael Byrd gave, and it didn't make me hate Byrd. It made me feel pathetic as an American that there's people like this in this country, and that we have a media that would put him up there to have him play a victim and whine and cry and talk about what a hero he was, and he saved countless lives shooting a 5'2" woman instead of just going up and pushing people back through or saying stop. If somebody just gave opposition, they would have stopped. I mean, my God. He just lays there and waits and then executes her. So it's just next level, like Biden up there making jokes about what happened in Afghanistan. It's the same attitude, the same thing. And I don't know how Aaron Babbitt, who's at work right now, popping in via phone, can even handle this. He's a better man than me. I mean, this is just so insulting that I don't even know what to say at this point, but we'll get his take on this. But here's just some of the horrible stuff that Byrd had to say. I mean, the whole interview acts like he's some damn hero or something. Here it is.
Training. And I spent countless years and preparing for such a moment. You ultimately hope that moment never occurs, but you prepare as best you can. I know that day I saved countless lives. I know members of Congress as well as my fellow officers and staff were in jeopardy and in serious danger. And that's my job.
Okay, so we had Mr. Babbitt on a few weeks ago. He was on Skype, so I didn't show the video. Today he's on phones. He's not looking at it. We're going to roll the video. He had to watch over and over again on that day. But you had five or six people on the hall. You got a bunch of cops standing there. You got her up against a window, and he shoots her. So the idea that he was holding back like 300, you know, in the movie 300, which actually, you know, happened in real life, is just asinine. Aaron, thanks for coming on. This has got to be a nightmare for you. I would never have imagined that he wouldn't go on air and at least apologize and say he wished it would have gone differently, but the heat of the moment. Instead, what would you say he did? This is just unbelievable.
Thanks for having me back, Alex. So that interview actually aired 7:30 my time. So when I went on with Tucker and I was on Newsmax with Greg Kelly, I was actually being shown clips of this video for the first time. Made my stomach turn, made my skin crawl. When you saw me on Tucker, I had actually heard a clip that I did not hear previously, and it was, I can't remember it verbatim, but it was like, would you have made the same decision knowing that she was unarmed? And then I went live. So when I said my agitation level was through the roof, I literally wanted to destroy that studio that I was in, having to listen to this guy say that, and knowing damn well that this interview has been probably set up for months now. He's had these questions. He's had scripted answers. He's probably done the interview 30 times with Lester Holt fill-in. The only thing we were missing was Lester Holt in his damn hand throughout this thing. So Well, it was a disgusting display of it was bad to watch.
Exactly. I am speechless here that he wouldn't say he was sorry. He wouldn't say he wished it would have gone better. He wouldn't give any condolences. He said, I'd do it again for Trump. I saved countless people. And it's all a lie and it's all a fraud. And they're up there like a man cold-bloodedly shooting an unarmed woman is a beautiful, wonderful thing. This is just next level.
Yeah, it really is. And to add even more to the show, I mean, I don't know if you guys caught wind of it yet, but Fanone, the cop that was slamming his fist on the table and crying, he was standing right off camera. He was there with him. And then his room was going around that the big guy saying everybody was calling him the N-word. He was there with him, too. So there's a real weird connection going on now that you got these two guys, two of the four that were on display, you know, with the scripted select committee hearing, and now two of them are standing there with Byrd, you know, letting him spew his garbage and, you know, watching this total kid glove handle interview.
Well, Aaron, that's a key point. There's hundreds of cameras, thousands of cameras in the Capitol, thousands of hours of footage, all these witnesses. Where's all the N-word video? You know, if they had that video, we'd be seeing it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would. We absolutely would. But you're not going to see it because it doesn't exist. You know, and there's so many cameras in there that I think, I can't remember exactly what Judicial Watch was put the FOIA request in. Obviously, it's going to get denied. But you have 14,000 hours of footage. That's a lot of damn cameras, man. And there's reasons why they don't want to give it out, because it's going to show the truth, you know. And eventually, discovery is going to come around, and we're going to get this out of them. But they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep it buried as long as they can.
Well, they've now arrested Sam Montoya, our longtime reporter who went in, did nothing violent. They've now indicted Owen Schroyer, our reporter, who didn't even go into the Capitol. They're trying to indict my wife now, who was outside the Capitol. It just seems like they're very, very proud of themselves and want to say, we're all terrorists. And they've tried to imply and basically said on the news that your wife was a terrorist. But she wasn't. She was a veteran. She was a patriot. She went there to protest, and she's dead now. And this is the left that says burn down cities, you know, mostly peaceful protests. But that's not the case when it's your wife. She didn't burn a damn thing down, but she's dead. What would you like to say now? Because last time you were on, you didn't want to release his name at that time. It's out now. What would you say to Lieutenant Michael Byrd about the arrogant things he had to say?
I mean, the one and only thing I really would have to say to him is I wish you would have left your gun in the bathroom on January 6th. My wife would still be alive.
And of course, you're mentioning the fact that a year before or so, he left his gun in the bathroom already once.
Yep. Sure did. He sure did. He's got clearly a marked history of mishandling his firearm, and it even leads up to that day, even before shooting my wife. You know, he left his gun in the bathroom, and then fast forward to the 6th, when he's in the House chamber, he's flagging everybody with that gun. I think we came out with a picture that has, you know, a direct red line laser. And there's like seven people that he flagged with that weapon inside the House chamber before he walked around and executed my wife. This guy doesn't need to be carrying a gun. And then you go a little bit further, and he's saying that during that interview, well, I didn't know what was going on the other side of that door. I couldn't see. You still shot, though. So you could have hit one of your own officers. You could have hit somebody else. You shot my wife, but you could have shot one of your own guys, you know? And I heard today that I haven't seen the video, but apparently right after he shot Ashley, a cop with a long gun points it directly at him and says, stop shooting.
No, that's right. That all happened. The police did not like it. So, because they're all sitting there like they were about to control the situation. If you're at work, if you've got to go, I understand. If you do five more minutes, I want to talk about the Legal Defense Fund and take an action against this monster. Because, look, I didn't like what the cop did. But now that I saw this, I really hate his guts. I mean, this guy is bad news, and you have National Police Association saying it's a bad shoot, and he's out. He has the nerve to say he'd do it again. We got that clip when we come back, man. Wow. Why didn't you apologize? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today.
Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. After our guest leaves us, we got a ton of news and information to hit today we haven't gotten to yet, but he is the widower of Ashley Babbitt, who was executed on January 6th by Federal Capitol Police Michael Byrd. And like I said last night, I saw Carlson first. I hadn't seen the Byrd thing yet because it happened about the same time. I saw it later, and I was watching it, and I was thinking about Mr. Babbitt, because I've never seen somebody rub it in like this, and the media hold his hand and call himself a victim, and than him talking about how, oh, he's getting threats and all this. A lot of nerve. And here's the photo that Mr. Babbitt was talking about if you're a TV viewer. This is a shot of Lieutenant Michael Byrd when he's in the gallery aiming his gun at the police and members of Congress. And that's why, yes, they also tell him the police come up the window and say, put your damn gun down. They shot Ashley because they know he's obviously a trigger-happy individual. And so here's another clip of him saying, oh, I would do this for Trump. Well, I don't think Trump wants you to shoot an unarmed woman for him, Mr. Tough Guy. I mean, my God, imagine if this would have been a white cop shooting a black unarmed woman. The cities would be burning in America. But because she's a conservative white woman and you're a black guy, it's supposedly okay. And that's the political correctness in this country. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
I had been yelling and screaming as loud as I was, please stop, get back, stop. You're ultimately hoping that your commands will be complied with. And unfortunately, they were not.
Former President Trump has talked about you and this incident. He says she was murdered. What does it feel like to hear that from a former president?
Well, it's disheartening. If he was in the room or anywhere and I'm responsible for him, I was prepared to do the same thing for him and his family.
Would you have his back today if you were so assigned?
I sure would, because it's my job.
Your job to shoot an unarmed woman from a hiding position. I mean, this isn't like the cops I've known in my life. Okay, a woman's coming through a door, whatever. Stuff's out of, emotions are high. Go up and say, get back, yell at them, or hit them. But no, you sit there and you shoot them and you execute them and then you talk about how you're a hero. I noticed Aaron, again, widower of Ashley Babbitt, Twitter, at for Ashley, givesendgo.com/justiceforAshley, so you guys can sue these monsters. You need to raise a lot more money now. There's no doubt this guy deserves to be sued into oblivion. I saw you got really pissed also once you found out what he was saying about him whining and complaining about how he's a victim. So what else would you like to impart to the viewers and listeners about this and where this is going? Because if they can execute a veteran, an unarmed woman in America, and make the man that did it a hero, none of us are safe is my point.
Yeah, I have a very hard time. I will never be able to find a single ounce of sympathy for him, you know, claiming to be a victim or say, you know, that people are saying bad things to him or he's getting death threats. I mean, Alex, I've said it before. I started receiving death threats January 7th on my life, talking about how the tattoo on my chest is going to make a great target. Hate mail, that pictures of my wife that looked like it was a memorial card, I'd open it up and it's a picture of her dead on the floor there. So, and the only thing I did on January 6th was, you know, become a widower. I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with any of this. So for me to try and feel bad about him getting death threats, like, you got to suck it up, but it's not taking him on the chin. So, yeah, we have the legal fund going. I need to thank you personally while they have the opportunity, because you gave it a great bump the last time I was on. You and your viewers, your viewers are amazing. We're pushing forward. Obviously, it's been a busy couple of days, and a lot of people are coming out to help us. And I think the real story is coming out now, that we've been out this whole time, the last 7-8 months, you know, screaming for justice for Ashley and putting the work in and putting the time in that my wife deserves. And now this clown just comes on one day, and now America gets to see what's really going on. So I think we're going to have a big shift in the tide here.
I agree with you. How tone deaf is he and NBC to do this? I mean, he should have said, hey, I felt threatened. It was emotional, but I think I did my job, but I'm at least sorry to the family, and I wish it would have gone better. Instead, he says, I'd do it again. I mean, who is advising this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can look up his attorney. I think he's got a colorful past. It's like I said, I don't have any sympathy. I truly believe this is all orchestrated. And, you know, my thoughts on why they decided to put him out is because for the last 8 months, it's just been us out there talking. And the common question has always been, who killed Ashley Babbitt? Who killed Ashley Babbitt? All the speculation's coming out, but it's always, who killed Ashley Babbitt? So their side must now think, you know what? Let's put him out there. handle this, you know, interview with kid gloves, put him up there with Lester, make him feel comfortable, bring two of his friends there with him, let him sit off to the side, and now you're going to take away the ability to say who killed Ashley Babbitt. But I think it's going to backfire big time in their face because it was hard. It was terrible. It was awful.
I agree with you. In closing, nobody can really speak for the dead, but your wife lives on and God's real, her spirit's alive, and she lives on today. But if anybody can speak for somebody, it's somebody's husband or wife, a spouse. What do you think from heaven she thinks right now, or if she was alive here today, what would Ashley Babbitt, your great wife, think about what happened that day and where America is and where this is all going? What would she say right now?
Oh, she'd be absolutely just mortified with the direction that this country's going. It would completely break her heart. You know, and then we lost those Marines yesterday. As a former Marine myself, you know, we lost the Marines in that dock. You know, I got to say, God bless their family. Nothing but love. But the way this administration is handling this country is we're going down the tubes very, very, very quick. And we need a savior. Something needs to happen quick.
It's a designed implosion, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, brother Aaron, I know you're at work. We really appreciate you. People should go to givesendgo.com/judgesforAshley and donate. I know listeners gave about $40,000 last time. It takes a lot to sue these monsters. They've got hundreds of millions. You guys need the money, or we can just roll over and forget her. If people claim they support her, which I know they do, they should go donate today. We got like a minute left. Any other closing comments, my friend?
No, I just want to, you know, keep putting it out there that, you know, I truly appreciate all the support. For every five, you know, negative people out there, there's 10 positive. So all the good Americans and the solid people. I get mail from Australia. I get mail from the UK supporting Ashley. So this is an international thing. And
her life already meant something as a veteran. And your wife, but she really means something now. She'll be in the history books once we beat this. In fact, let me just say that, though. Exactly. What isn't that humbling to know how many people care about her and what she did and understand that what happened was wrong? And I would just say, because I'm in the same position you are. I get the same threats. How dare them send a picture of your dead wife to hurt you? Think about the level of leftist scum. That's what we're fighting, brother. And so it's as painful as to talk about. Both people would just go away under that attack. They did that to make you shut up. But he was strong enough not to shut up in her name and her memory. So she's proud of you right now.
I'd never shut up, buddy. My main goal for the rest of my life is to get justification for my wife and get justice.
No, I agree. So what do you want to say to the left that sent pictures of your dead wife to you to intimidate you? You want to let them know that didn't work?
Yeah, of course it didn't work. But, you know, it didn't work. And even talking about it is giving it too much credit. But I got to hear this guy talk about how he's got bad things to say to him. Like, yeah, well, you know, join the club, buddy, and suck it up and get ready for the ride.
Exactly. He killed her. Now he's going to pay politically. All right, Aaron Babbitt, we really appreciate you. God bless, my friend, and God bless your wife.
Thank you, Alex. Talk soon.
All right, there he goes. All right, I'm loaded with news here that, I did a lot of preparation for this, and half the time, I'll be honest, I don't even cover this stuff because I just can't even handle it. It's one thing to read it once and then tell you about it, but I'll tell you. And it's bad. It's bad, folks. It's real bad. But the only hope we got is admitting what's going on and fighting it. God, I can't imagine somebody murder my wife and then talk about how they do it again on TV. You killed an unarmed woman, you piece of crap. You damn coward. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up and on the loose, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silent dark circuits.
I knew that the New World Order was real, but I really thought we could stop it. I really thought humanity would turn it around. And yeah, we've certainly exposed it. We've gotten a position to fight it. But they're going ahead with it because evil has such an incredibly huge appetite for blood and sweat and tears. So I've told the crew our main mission is to magnify all these incredible scientists, virologists, medical doctors, MDs, PhDs on the show. And the crew's been doing a really good job. Somebody I've been wanting to get for a while, Dr. Peter R. Bergen, who gave that incredible speech, Reagan, up in Mount Vernon. In fact, will you guys cue that up for me? He's going to be coming on the show here today. And we will continue on into the fourth hour as well. I am going to come back tomorrow and tape a 2 or 3 hour special show that'll air sometime tomorrow evening at man.video, and I really appreciate the listeners taking action, and some of those Saturday shows get 2 million viewers. Most of them get about 1 million, and I count that as very special. It should be 50 million if we wanted to really say things, but you're spreading it, you're sharing it. You've got to get those you give it to share it even more. Because it's one thing to say, share this, and then somebody shares it. They got to tell the next person to share it, and they got to tell them to share it, and they got to tell them to share it. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but everybody knows that archetypal thing of, hey, pass it on. This is a scam. And you tell the next person, you tell the next person. That's how humans communicate. It's how we override disinformation. But I really need everybody's help right now more than ever, because InfoWars is the zeitgeist. And I know God built this operation through you and through the crew. And so we're meant to be on air at this historical point right now. But the only way this incredible information gets out to people is if you share it. And I know I'm stating an incredibly obvious thing here right now, but if folks don't get that, we have no hope. I mean, the minute you really grasp that, the minute you really understand that, it's over for the New World Order. Now, I'm going to play a clip here because I need to talk to the crew here. And then we're going to figure out what's going on with the guests coming up. But I've got some really important things that need to be done here on air today. We're going to do it as best we can. A lot of things here to cover. Let's share clip 27. That'll give me some time. Hit ready. Here is clip 27 for you.
Pfizer will pay $2.3 billion in civil and criminal fines. The criminal fine, nearly $1.2 billion, is the single largest fine in U.S. history. The U.S. government will also supervise Pfizer's behavior for the next 5 years.
17-year-old Shamsu undergoes a DNA test to prove he's a victim of a failed drug trial by the pharmaceutical company Pfizer that happened 15 years ago in Kano State, Nigeria. 11 children were killed and several more injured when Pfizer tested out a drug called Trovan on 200 children. The drug was supposed to treat a deadly regional outbreak of meningitis. Pfizer agreed to pay $75 million in compensation in 2009.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken it yet. And we are having an ethical committee dealing with the question of who is getting it.
So they're going to plan on getting FDA approval for the COVID vaccine next week so they can try to push all these mandates on everybody, because they're going to tell you how safe and effective it is. Well, guess how they did it? They got a woman named Janet Woodcock, who is the chief for the Center of Drug Evaluation Research, and they put her as the acting head of the FDA to give her the approval status. And this woman is personally responsible for approving both OxyContin, which is causing a friggin' epidemic, and fentanyl, the two most dangerous drugs on the market today, that got approved by this woman, Janet Woodcock, who's now going to be approving our COVID vaccines so they can push everybody with mandates.
This would tip businesses and colleges to consider mandating the vaccine once it gets full approval. Would you urge them to do that?
And I think that's a very reasonable thing to do.
The FDA has now granted full approval of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, making it the first COVID vaccine to transition from emergency authorization status to full FDA approval.
This is a game-changing moment. We've been waiting for this for a long time. To have the full approval of vaccine, we now have it. This helps us move forward, and we're moving forward with our schools with this new vaccine mandate.
After a strict process, the FDA has reaffirmed its findings that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective, and the FDA has given its full and final approval. So let me say this loudly and clearly. If you're one of the millions of Americans
All right, folks, we have a very We have a very special guest joining us coming up in the third hour that is just a few minutes away, Dr. Peter Bergen. And his bio is so long and so lengthy and so prestigious, there won't be time for me to go over it all when he comes on with us. But believe me, he's talking about global predators and global government and how to counter that. If you want to see the full report that you were just witnessing, it's in the John Bound section of band.video, COVID tyranny meets resistance worldwide. A very, very important report. Indeed, this is the globalist big move. And when you see the type of stuff that is happening in Australia or in Afghanistan, all of that is just to train you to accept literal hell on earth, not just here in America, but all over the planet. And I know it's really hard for people to be able to deal with this. It's hard for me to deal with this. I am processing all this just like you are. There's no doubt they're infecting us with things that are designed to slowly kill us. There's no doubt we are in the middle of World War IV. World War III, again, was the Cold War, and that was a light war compared to the war that we are in right now. Separately, I don't know what I need to say or do to listeners to let them realize how important they are. Everything InfoWars has done in the fight, and the fact that our talking points are now the main dominant resistance worldwide to the globalist, is because of your support. So I cannot stress enough to listeners how important it is for you to continue to spread the word about the live links at man.video and InfoWars.com, and to continue to pray for the show and to continue to financially support us. I got a call yesterday from our big food supplier that's in our back end. So you order from us, you get the best deals, and it gets right to you from my Patriots, their full catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. They called us this morning, actually this morning, and they said, we just got record sales going on. Did you plug yesterday? And I said, no. People get that there's a supply chain breakdown and that this is a destabilization for real and that we're not just making this up. So they've got high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you right now, 3 months, 6 months, year supply, specialty foods, everything, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for your immune system, Pollen Block, Living Defense, Ultimate Krill Oil, Vaso Beats, all 33 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And that gives us the money to keep operating despite all the DNC lawsuits and all the harassment and all the attacks. They are so pissed we're still on air. So remember, get great products you need while you still can and stand up against these criminal networks that think they've got America down and think they've won and think they've demoralized us and think they're going to finally destroy this Christian nation, because this is a satanic energy that empowers these ghouls. So you cannot fund the tip of the spear anywhere more than you can fund us, InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to encourage you to get your storable food, your water filtration, your air filtration, your supplements there while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we'll be right back. Coming up, we've got this medical doctor, Dr. Peter Bergen. You don't want to miss the next hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.